You know, a lot of people have asked me about the heart of it all and why I'm doing it and what's the deal and why am I getting into all this. So I'll tell you, I really didn't want to do the heart of it all. My goal was to do a different project, which I'm calling the Gospel Project. I wanted to go through the Gospels. I wanted to do some study on it to really be able to explain more about what things meant. What are some of those things that Jesus said? What do they really mean? You know, we get it in this language, and it's kind of hard sometimes for us to understand it. But if you look back in his time, those people understood it completely. So my goal was to try to put some of this together and really speak about the Gospels and in a way that you could teach them to others, and that would be a benefit for you spiritually, but also for people in the mission, you know, teaching and training others. So I was getting books on it, and I was doing a lot of study on it and reading and kind of preparing for it. And all of a sudden I realized that, you know, you can't really understand the Gospels so well unless you really understand what's behind them. You know, why do people need to be saved? What does all this stuff mean? And the only way you can get that is if you actually kind of learn the theology of it. I wasn't really thrilled about it because, first off, theology is kind of technical, and honestly, I'm not really a very technical person. Secondly, it's like, whose theology is right? So I said, okay, well, I'll give this a go. I'll give it a look. So I bought some books. Now, I'll tell you that, honestly, my books, like, I don't know if you can see the table here, so I'll start here. But there's a, when I stack all my books together, it's just the theology ones. They're about two, maybe three stacks like this. Because each one of them is about that thick. Because theology, like systematic theology, covers all kinds of things. So what I did was I just bought different ones from different denominations, the Presbyterians, the Lutherans, the Catholics, you know. And every time I do one of the series, I have to go through each of those books and read and see, well, what does everybody say? And then I try to pull together what is really the basic core of Christianity, that most everybody believes, and so often it just totally syncs up with what Dad used to say. I mean, Dad used to say, well, you know, we really got the best of the different ones. He's really quite right on that on a lot of things. Okay, so I feel like I'd like to get through the series, but once I started, I feel like, well, people have to understand this to truly understand the Gospel and what Jesus was all about. So I really do know it's not to everybody's liking. And it's not like it's just my personal hobby horse and like, oh, well, I don't care what you like or want. I'm just going to do this because that's what I want to do. I don't really want to do it, but it's important. And if you actually understand Christianity, if you understand really what's behind it, what God's about and why Jesus came and what sin's about and what salvation is about, well, then you are going to be a stronger Christian. You're going to better understand salvation, you're going to be a better witness, and you know, you'll have a better life because you'll really be able to kind of understand what it is that the Lord wants from you. Not just because, you know, well, just because you actually know from the Word and you understand the underlying, undergirding principles of God and who God is and Jesus and the Spirit and what they are and who they are and why, you know, they want to be involved in our lives. So that's why I'm doing it. And I'm hoping to get through it. And I'm already starting to prep for the Gospel one. That's also a lot of reading. There's also a lot of big stacks of books. And I'm hoping that it'll be a blessing. So, but if you haven't been reading it, the heart of it all, and you feel, oh, it's just kind of dry and things, I'm really sorry it is. But you really should read it because it really is important to know that stuff. It will strengthen your faith. It's really strengthened mine a lot. So that's why I'm doing it.